Forecast for today, it is going to be turning maybe a little bit sunny this afternoon, and we'll have a high around the mid-80s after some pretty heavy rain earlier this morning. The Chicago-based operator of dozens of Burger King restaurants in Wisconsin not getting it their way with the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission and the intent of filling space at 6012 Washington Avenue, vacated by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which opened in Oak Creek. At issue, parking, safety with the drive-thru, and the smell. That according to Erica Stark, who operates the Polish Beauty Bar in that same small retail complex.
I can't afford to have anything negatively impact my business. I don't want to have a cookie-cutter town like every town that has a Burger King. Only one town has Polish Beauty Bar. And I feel that this space would be great for another business that we don't already have here.
Lee Jaramillo developed that three-business site, said that Cave Enterprises is proposing a garden-style restaurant.
There's always parking available. Granted, we did redesign the parking. I believe we still hit the threshold of parking that we need. We actually added another parking spot to the northwest corner of the lot. So we're trying our best to accommodate and not reduce any parking at all while having a good quality tenant in place, rather than a vacancy.
Commission member Joe Maurer said there are just too many safety things here.
I can see in the middle of the winter people trying to walk from their cars, the employees trying to cut across a snowy lane to get to a little small corner. It's got a walkthrough that they've got to get between a railing and their buildings. And that is with two-way traffic going along one side and then drive-through people coming in and trying to line up.
Village Community Development Director Sam Schultz reminding the panel the restaurant itself is allowed by code. After almost an hour of discussion, the matter was tabled, with direction going toward moving the restaurant's stove stack up on the roof and using a catalytic converter, alternatives on the drive-thru, and possibly designating parking spaces. A downtown Kenosha fixture since the early 70s may be finally taken down after years of back and forth between the city and the owner of the parking ramp on 57th Street, right across from what used to be the home of Kenosha National Bank, connected by a skywalk. The city council this week voting to tear down the multi-level structure at a cost of up to $250,000, the money to be charged back to owner Paul McDonough, according to the Kenosha News. The Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 30-year-old Jeffrey Pitt, Jr. with first-degree and reckless homicide, first-degree reckless endangerment of safety, and possession of a firearm by a felon in reference to the recent shooting death of his 3-year-old son. Jeremiah Pitt died of a gunshot wound to the chest inside the upper unit of a home in the 1800 block of Howe Street. Bond is $100,000. His next court date, July the 27th. At the state capitol, lawmakers considering a higher standard for the times that allow DNR wardens to set foot on private property. Right now, it could be for any reason, something that State Senator Dave Craig, whose district includes a part of far northwest Racine County, contends might be unconstitutional.
This carte blanche search authority by government officials is unprecedented and contrary to the very foundation of the Fourth Amendment and the guaranteed right to be free against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Craig, co-sponsor of a bill to require DNR wardens needing reasonable suspicion about a crime being committed like a law enforcement officer. Critics argue it will severely limit the ability of the DNR to enforce state laws on hunting, fishing, and trapping. The Racine Board of Harbor Commissioners meeting at 4 p.m. today includes proposed dock improvements near the Racine Yacht Club and Rooney Recreation Area for the youth sailing program, and the Central Racine County Board of Health agenda for its meeting at 5:30 at Highway K in Franksville. That includes a status report on the flooding response. Racine County Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says the Fox River in Burlington is under 10 feet, and it is still trending down. Now, he notes that while more rain is in the forecast, it could lead to some flash flooding and the river level changing course, but it would have to be kind of the deluge like last week to recreate those kinds of flooding problems. Concerns going to be for Friday afternoon. Plans have been announced for construction of the S.C. Johnson Community Aquatic Center at Pritchard Park on the west side of Racine, funded by a $6.5 million donation from S.C. Johnson, a facility that company chief executive Fisk Johnson says will be open to the public, with a groundbreaking targeted this fall, a grand opening in June of next year.
There are going to be two pools, water slides, water spray, a concession stand, lots of shaded areas for relaxing. It's going to be swimming lessons, water safety training, place for parties. It's just going to be a wonderful facility for everyone.
Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave saying this project raises the bar on our plans to revitalize Pritchard Park and would not happen without the incredibly generous support of S.C. Johnson.
This community aquatic center will be a clean, safe, and family-friendly environment that everyone will have the opportunity to enjoy. It will be an asset to the neighborhood and our community for years to come. This project is also a great example of collaboration and partnership between the private, public, and nonprofit sectors.
The Aquatic Center is going to mean a lot to the community, according to Jeff Cullen, the Chief Executive Officer of the Racine Family YMCA, which will manage the facility. The S.C. Johnson Community Aquatic Center project, subject to approval by the Racine County Board, in early August. Alderman Sandy Widener made it official last evening. She announced she's going to be a candidate for mayor in Racine in the upcoming special election. Made that announcement at the Prospect Heights Community Living Facility. Said she decided to make up her mind early, but that she wanted to wait on the announcement until after the council had kind of picked a date for the special election. The Committee of the Whole is targeted October the 17th. A final vote will come at the next council meeting. Mayor Dickert, of course, resigning to take another job elsewhere. Other announced candidates: State Representative Corey Mason, Pastor Melvin Hargrove, community organizer Wally Rendon, and local media producer Justin Wheeler. It was about a year ago, there was all kinds of hoopla in the village of Mount Pleasant about a proposed ordinance change on just where trailers, boats, campers, other such vehicles could be legally parked in residential areas. Board of Trustees decided to make no change, leave it be, a complaint-based process to stay. Jeff Loken went to the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission yesterday, not too happy that he's listed several times among the municipal complaints. His neighbor still doesn't like the camper that Loken has parked on his property.
Yet I'm not doing anything wrong, but I have a list of eight of them here. The police department has been sent out numerous times. Nothing has been found out, but yet I show up in these agendas, and I've not done anything wrong.
Nearly a year of debate included the Plan Commission and the Village Board, the latter again voting to maintain the ordinance prohibiting trailers, boats, campers, other such vehicles from being parked in driveways. Quick Trip is buying PDQ, going to take over its 34 convenience stores by early October if the sale is approved by the employees of PDQ and closing conditions are met. This is Quick Trip's Dave Niemi.
They're going to maintain the PDQ image. We're probably going to be re-imaging them over the next year. So by mid-2018, we'd hope to have them all changed over, re-imaged as Quick Trips.
PDQ employees will have to reapply for positions. Niemi also says another 600 jobs will be created. And Black Bear Bottling Group is shutting down in Oak Creek later this year. The 90-plus-year-old soda maker formally notifying the State Department of Workforce Development. It will close September 15th, roughly 76 workers to lose their jobs. Kenosha City Plan Commission later today going to be reviewing plans for three tax incremental districts, all of them on the west side of the city near the interstate. Community Development Specialist Zarab Collegian says they're designed to assist development at the three sites, which includes the former Dairyland Greyhound Park location. He says the city is still in talks with a possible developer for the Dairyland site, which is also proposing spec buildings like the other two. At this time, he says it is unknown just what type of businesses would move into those facilities.
I don't know that that's been stipulated yet. I know that our hope, of course, is that they're actually manufacturing and not warehousing, because with manufacturing, we know the wages will be much higher.
He noted that none of the proposed developments, though, is linked to the possible location of Foxconn in southeast Wisconsin. Four properties with the Cobble Court condominium development on Highway 11 in Sturtevant, taken by Racine County with a tax foreclosure a few years ago, and for which a dispute between the county and the village developed and had been simmering a while, well, that's about to apparently become officially resolved. The village sought donation of the land, or a purchase, offering $275,000 for the sites. Then came a lawsuit when neither were accepted. The village wants the land for development as part of the new tax incremental district. The standoff began under the leadership of former village president Steve Jansen. It is being resolved through continued negotiation under the watch of new village president Jamie Hoffman. The village board to consider the agreement early next month. It's on the county board's agenda next week. More than 300 young adults from 10 states around the country came to Racine last month. They represented 18 church groups. They helped with needed repairs and maintenance at some four dozen homes in the uptown area at no cost to residents. It was the Racine Work Camp program, almost not getting funded this year, but for a common council decision late in the game.
Since 1999, over 10,000 work camp participants have chosen Racine. From more than 40 destinations offered each year, the program hosted locally by Racine Neighborhood Watch. In their 4.5 days, participants painted more than a dozen homes from soffit to foundation, along with numerous other painting projects. There were also construction projects, including a new wheelchair ramp for a woman who wanted to get to her driveway safely without relying on others to carry her while in her wheelchair from her home. Work Camp volunteers also donated nearly 4,000 pounds of food to the Racine County Food Bank for distribution locally. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And there's a concert planned tomorrow night to help the residents of Burlington affected by the recent flooding, along with Love Incorporated, which lost inventory but continued to offer its services and what materials that it had remaining. Waterford Community United Methodist Church on South Jefferson Street will be hosting the Burlington Kiwanis Civic Band from 7 to 8 p.m. No charge, but cash donations are being requested, as well as cleaning supplies. The Burlington Kiwanis Civic Band, it's a range of musical experience and ages, from high schoolers to retirees. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.